funeral recently, and my brother had mentioned that our uncle was generous with his time. And I love that, because it's true. I never felt rushed with him. He was always so happy to see us. And I think about that. Yeah. So I think that's a beautiful gift to give someone.
Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by me, Natalie Torres, a dad, an international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker and investor, along with Vera Egli, an investor, sales and marketing pro, and multi-language podcaster. We will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy in multiple languages.
Hey everyone, welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. I'm Vera, and obviously here with the lovely Natalie. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. So it's that time of the year, the end of the year, and we just wanted to, you know, come on and say, obviously, that we wish everyone, you know, happy seasons, greetings and all that, but also we want to share what we've been grateful for the year. You know, still pandemic going on, lots of changes for us. And Natalie, what are some things that you want to share with the lovely folks listening to us?
Yeah, it's definitely, people keep saying it, where did 2020 go and where did 2021 go, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's the mesh of the two. There is a lot of things to be grateful for. You know, I the holidays can be very tough, especially for many of us that have lost loved ones and just dealing with stuff. And so, for me, I keep a gratitude journal. I have to do it every day. I write at least 5 things down, and there's some days when it's really hard. And I'll be like, hey, I have a hot tea, you know, that's something to be grateful for, you know.
How long have you had that gratitude journal for?
I think I've been doing it more than 16 years.
Wow. You were journaling before journaling was cool.
Oh yeah. I've had a diary since like teenage, and then journaling such a long time, but the gratitude portion, at least 16 years now. I think the number one thing, and I know we talked about this before, is if health insurance or just having the options to even pay out of pocket for things that we need. And I know not everyone is in that, you know, privilege or have that, those opportunities, but, dealing with so many personal medical stuff that I've been going through. It's expensive, and we're lucky we have insurance that covers a lot of it, but I'm extremely grateful for that, because getting the help that you need, therapy, healthy meals, organic food, you know, all these things that are, you know, more expensive than most. It's that privilege to be able to do part of that self-care. You can't just have self-care if you can't take care of yourself, right?
Right. Did you have any like goals or intentions that you were like, okay, 2021, here I come? Did you have any that you had set? Did they come true?
Yes.
Are you still working on them? I mean, you know, 2021, there's like a few days left. So
let's be real. Most of us at the end of the year start to think of like, oh my God, I didn't do what I wanted to do. Right. Oh no, it's a whole year is gone. But I think we need to stop doing that and just kind of look at what we do have. And so before we got on our call, I have a little bucket list of cards of things and this is a general one that I do. I do one every year, but this one is the one that I just keep adding, like, oh, it literally is a little box, and it has all these little cards that people can't see, obviously, if they're listening audio.
I was going to say, you probably have a literal bucket.
And I did. And I counted, and I have over 18 that I have not been able to do, but there's more 18. And this is like a general, right? And then there's 4 that are in the process. So I'm like, okay, I can't cross that out, but it's getting there. And then this year I had 2 that I did. So, you know, for me, I'm like, oh, that's not enough. But at the same time, I'm like, wait,
fantastic.
Dude, it's something. And you almost forget you write these things down, because these are things I wrote a couple years ago or more. And so I found that funny.
That I'm like, when did I write this? As always, inspiring me. I'm like, I'm going to go find a little bucket, a little box, and start putting my goals in there.
Yeah, it's free. No one needs to see it. It's all for you. For you, what have you done? Do you do anything like that? Or what keeps you,
I don't set like dead set goals anymore. I do intentions because I like, you know, I'm like feels, right? Feels. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I like to be like, this is how I want to feel by this time, or this is what I want. I don't know. Like that's how I've always manifested, is really just anything that I wanted. I just lived in the feeling of it. Like I was already there. I felt it. And so I do like to write things down, but I really like the idea of just keeping a little box where it's at, because it's more tangible, right? I usually like, I'll write it down in my journal. I haven't been journaling that long, but yes. But yeah, I'm going to do that because, and some of the intentions were really just like around health. You know, I'm really, I wanted to feel good inside. I wanted to feel good outside, and I wanted to make sure my family was well. So fortunately, you know, 2021, so far so good, what with COVID and everything. So I'm really grateful that that intention has come to fruition and that it continues on throughout the years for all of us. But yeah, I mean, also just like thinking about things that I'm grateful for, besides, I also agree health insurance is so important. I'm also really grateful for you because you have taught me, just patience and also just do it. I sound like a Nike commercial, right? But it's like, I've always been somebody that's kind of like, also like, it doesn't need to be perfect. We just need to do it. But I thought I was being crazy or sloppy or whatever. And I mean, you do all of these amazing things. You help all these people, and it's never about being perfect. It's just about getting it done so that your message is heard, right? So you have your impact, and all of that comes after, like you find the allies that you need to start polishing things if you want to. But I think that holds a lot of us back, where like this perfectionism that we want, it needs to be super shiny and new. And then you end up not doing anything because you're just waiting for it to be perfect. So for that, I am grateful to you.
Oh, you're so sweet. I agree. And if we could pause for a second, I didn't record on my end. If that's okay, or do we just keep going with yours?
Okay.
Okay. We'll just keep
going. Because I have,
you have the book. Okay.
Robert will be doing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
He can keep this in, Robert. It's kind of funny because it happens. This podcasters are like, shoot, I'm not recording on my end, which I normally am.
I'm recording.
So don't worry about it. And yeah, I clap because that's how we pause sometimes. So you see a little bit behind the scenes. So don't worry about it, cutting this out.
When you hear the clap, it's because we're like, oh,
we messed up, or we got to do something. So first of all, I want to stay in the present. Thank you so much for saying such sweet things. It means a lot because sometimes you have no idea what's going on mentally and like spiritually right now. And as I talked about, I've been talking a little bit about my experience with my miscarriage and just kind of my mental state, my spiritual, even my physical state is still out of whack. And so maybe, I love how you said you set intentions. It made me think of, can we set intentions for boundaries that will help people cope with this last month? And the reason why I think about that is, someone recently sent me a message too. They're like, I talked to a friend and she's like, I cannot be on Instagram because it makes her really sad, or she can't be on social media because there's something she's really working on that hasn't happened for her. And she sees pictures and she's like, oh, and I hate seeing that people are doing this and I still haven't been able to do this. And it made me think of, okay, can we set boundaries? Obviously we know you could do the limits on social media, but how about, you just set an intention, but writing maybe five things you want to be very intentional this month for the holidays. Maybe you're seeing too many people like, oh, I'm going on vacation, or I'm living my best life in some other place right now, or whatever it is. How about you stick to your guns and say, I'm not traveling right now. That is in my future. I am deciding to stay home, be well, not worry about the, you know, the hustle and bustle of travel, because I'm trying to save some money towards whatever your goal might be. Right. Right. I think.
And whatever that goal is, again, live in that feeling. What does that feel like when you achieve it? Picture yourself there, and then that is your intention, you know?
Yeah.
For the holidays, I mean, my husband and I are going to go visit his family, and we can say like, oh, it's going to be great. No, we're more like, our intention is to find the joy in every situation, every minute, every aspect of our trip. That's it. That's all we're looking for. No outcome, no attachment, nothing.
I love it. Yeah,
it can be tough.
And you have your family there. You guys haven't seen them in more than a couple of years since the pandemic. So, you know, it's a little, I think sometimes because of obligatory, but it's also beautiful. You're saying you're going to be in the present of it. And I think for those that are listening too, maybe you do have these goals that you want to continue to work towards, but you're like, I also need to feel like I'm obligated to buy gifts and presents. Well, think about maybe making some, baking some, you know, figuring out how you can maybe do a potluck or a way that you can cut back on some of the expenses. Because, I mean, just the other day, an article came out where people are not only doing layaways anymore, they're doing the option of pay now or pay later, but buy now. And yeah. So now you're entering the year with ending and entering the year with debt, because you'll eventually have to pay that. But also just kind of thinking of, why do I feel I have to do that? Like, our family, we have a big family, immediate family. My husband has many siblings and I have the one, but we have big families. And so we did this a couple of years ago. We're doing it again. The white elephant, or the gift exchange. So you don't have to feel like you have to buy every single person a gift, but we do give it for like the nieces and nephews still. But it allows us to feel like, okay, more thoughtful in that one gift, and it's fun, you know? And so,
It is.
And it's a lot it's less costly. Yeah. It's a lot less costly.
Having the flashbacks of like people fighting over like, no, I want that one. It's so much fun.
Or the one that they're like, oh, I don't want that one. And that was a joke too.
And it totally shows on your face.
You're like, great. Yeah. It's like, oh, that's
like
it's
a whack gift. But you always have to have like at least one or two like awful gifts. It makes it so fun.
It's funny. Exactly. So, you know, I'm hoping, you know, we can do the same, like have that fun. But I think about that because, you know, personally, I think of, you know, having this loss too, where it's like, I understand the feeling of like going on social media and seeing, you know, baby announcements or seeing family, you know, these things that I normally look forward to, but this year it's obviously going to be different for me. And so I thought, okay, how can I still honor that? You know, like writing nice letters to my family and friends, still feeling a way to be connected. But I think having boundaries for ourselves is really crucial, especially when it comes to like our mental health and our money, right?
Absolutely.
So what do you normally do? Or
You know what, honestly, we typically do Christmas exchange, but this year I said early, I'm not getting anyone presents. I was like, I'm like, so much consumerism during the holidays. I'm less and less believing in like the actual purchase of a gift, but I did say, I gift you my time. If you want to talk about something, I gift you hugs because I haven't hugged you in so long because of COVID, just things that actually make a difference. I love making things or putting little things together. And I think they last, you know, it's more like the memory. One thing that I won't hold back on giving is like books. If I find a book that moved me, I like immediately want everyone to read it.
I agree.
But just like on what I used to do and just stressing out about like, oh my gosh, now I have to buy this person this present. I was just very upfront. I said, look, where I'm at right now with the intentions that I'm trying to put forth and what I'm trying to do with my life, I will not be getting anybody presents. That's just, you know, if that makes me a black sheep and you guys are like, oh, you're being tight, whatever. It's not about that. It's just not something that I want to put any energy towards because I don't think that it really benefits in the long run. But again, with my time, with my love, with, you know, if it's knowledge, whatever, I'm all about it. You know, that I want to invest time in.
That's the key. You know, we had a funeral recently and my brother had mentioned that our uncle was generous with this time. And I love that because it's true. I never felt rushed with him. He was always so happy to see us. And I think about that. Yeah. So I think that's a beautiful gift to give someone. And it made me think of, you know, you just said like spending money on things that maybe just don't, you just feel like you're spending money to give more stuff or more crap. And I was thinking of swap parties, and I had talked to you about this, where I know it's huge in Europe. Actually, that's the first where I learned about it when I was living there. And then when I came here, I found a few friends that were from Spain, and they were like, oh, let's do a swap party. And for those that are like, what's a swap party? I love that idea of it's usually very intimate, small group of people. And you bring stuff that either doesn't fit you, or you just, maybe it was gift to you that you weren't really feeling it. And usually in great condition, you're not just bringing just crap with you. But it's a good way to also declutter and get rid of stuff. And then, you know, it happens where, you know, sometimes we gain weight or we lose weight, or, you know, you need clothes for the kids or whatever. And so you bring everything and everyone gets a chance to grab these stuff. So you're basically shopping for free.
And it's what we used to do. It's a barter system, right?
Yeah. It's a barter system. Yeah. If you bring like really, really, I remember there's one, one of our friends who would brought like really nice designer stuff. So she had the first choice to pick anything because she brought really nice things, you know, and it happens. Or sometimes we have something that still has the tag or we just never wore it, or whatever it is. And so there's little things that I think sometimes we forget to see how we can have some of that sensation of shopping without spending money. I love thrift stores. I love the find of like the fact that even my dad's like, I have such good luck. I'll go into thrift store because I know I need something and it happens to be there. Like I can't tell you so many times that I'm like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I wanted. and it's usually, you know, I love the vintage look. So I usually love finding things that are very unique. Yeah. Same thing with clothing. So I think, you just said it. It's like, why burn energy and things that you're just giving people more stuff? You know, if you could do experiences, right?
I realized that every time I would get a gift, it was really more like it was for the other. I was trying to be like, I didn't want people to think that I was cheap or that I was this or that I was that. And now I'm like, don't care. Like, this is much more valuable.
Yeah. And it's that you just said it. It's like, and it's okay if they think we're, you know, if you don't have the money or you're cheap at the, you know what, hopefully you're not you're not in a relationship to give each other stuff. You're in a relationship to be there for them. You know, I'm always grateful for you because I think about that. I'm like, you're always so positive. You always bring, I have my moments where I'm just like, blah, you know, and and it's like, I love spending time with you. And I think I'd rather people be like, oh my gosh, Nat is a person that I know I'm going to have a good time, or I'm going to feel great around her, or she's going to inspire me, or whatever it is, as opposed to be like, I never see her. And maybe she sends me a gift that, you know, I'm probably not going to use. And on that tip too, though, I have put this on my table so I don't forget, but those that are listening for Christmas, you can give people ornaments. Like I love specialized ornaments. And this
I do too.
but my mom gave me this last year. It's a, my mom and I, we don't really give gifts either. We do experiences, but this one was hilarious because it's a roll of toilet paper and it says 2020 with much love on top. And it's a cute little roll of toilet paper that you can hang on your tree. And then this year's is super funny because it's continued pandemic, but Santa Claus is wearing
Santa has a mask.
A mask, you know? So I'm so like, cool. These are little things that are funny, still sentimental. Especially if you have a lot of people to give little gifts
and them forever. Like ornaments are meant to stick around. Like my mom has ornaments from when I was a kid. I was like, mom, you really need to throw that one away.
She's we have ornaments that I think are close to my age. My mom has so many little things.
I love that.
But it's just those little things that you don't have to, you know, throw out as much, or you give away with someone with, you know, that intention, like this is very special little thing, you know?
Yeah.
Anything now, else that
it makes you look forward to the holidays, I feel like.
Absolutely. Because you're going to be traveling, which is awesome. And especially you get a, in Switzerland, you just get a beautiful, different perspective experience, and you have the experience of the world, and how people celebrate the holidays. But is there something that you're thinking of doing, you know, kind of preparing yourself for the end of the year, whether it's emotionally or mentally? I know you just said you're not going to throw yourself in the energy of, you know, the buying gifts and being frustrated.
Right.
So, anything else?
I'm just going to keep up with the idea of not setting like the typical mindset around resolutions and just really keep pushing the intentions.
Yes.
And also one thing that I am tweaking towards the end of the year is I'm going to try out intermittent fasting. I'm really fascinated by that. So I'm going to start trying it out.
So I love doing that. I do that often. So there's different, right? So this is, we could get a health professional on here, which would be great. Obviously everything that we talk about is none.
Yeah.
It's just not for entertainment.
entertainment, folks.
But it's really helpful, especially before the holidays or just when you're feeling like you need a little bit of a detox. But you know, there's this extreme intermittent fasting. So basically you're not eating for 12 hours, 14 or 16 hours. Mm-hmm. The 12 hours, I think, is most doable for most people. For me, it is where it's kind of like you go to bed, you know, or you're done eating by like 8 no later, right?
Right.
And so you can't eat until 8 a.m. 10 the next
or something.
Day,
yeah.
Right. Exactly. Or 10 or 12, depending on how you are, right? So it does help. And I think that's a great goal because it just kind of helps you let your body digest, let your body, you know, take in whatever it had for the day.
I wanted to use, like, I imagine my body and I wanted to use every bit of energy that it can from the food that I put in it during the day, just to, you know, And yeah, to cleanse, to maximize everything, to maximize sleep as well, not to go to sleep with a heavy belly and, you know, just all super full. I can't anyway, because I get nightmares if I eat too late.
Oh, me too. I can never have meat late. I can never. There's certain foods I have weird dreams. Yeah, exactly.
Which should tell us a lot, right? Like, so I'm really excited to try that. So yeah. And I told some of my friends and my cousins, I was like, why don't we gift this to each other and like be each other's sponsors with their intermittent fasting, you know, like fun things like that. It's an experience. Like, did you eat after six?
I love it. You know, one of my other goals is to, and you and I are going to be working a lot already by February. We're going to start again with this, the Savvy Trailer program with the school and bringing the trailer over, all that fun stuff. But, you know, being able to give back to kids, I think is so crucial. And I know it's easier said than done sometimes. But I do want to get a fun shout out to Lodell Insurance, Yadira Lopez, who's the owner, because she's one of my dearest friends since we were 6 years old, oldest friends too.
Yeah, that's so amazing.
And she and I are doing part of the giveaway at St. Margaret Center, which is they get free, not only do they get free gift cards and food for Target and other places, but her and I are doing a free giveaway of the children's book that I wrote. I wrote a letter of her and I, you know, how we grew up in Lenox. And, you know, for those that don't know where that, it's a small little, less than a square mile in Englewood. But it was part of that representation that I wanted kids to see, that it's like, hey, someone from that area wrote a book and it's about a real, you know, real story about giving back. And so, I think about how, looking back when I was a kid, when I got to see people coming to our neighborhoods and, you know, bringing us just joy about what their success was. I think that's one of the things I really want to work in is how I can, you know, not only give away more free books, but being able to just show kids that, you know, it's possible to do the things that everyone tells us we can't do. And her and I cried a little bit when we decided to do this, because we're like, okay, this is over 1,300 families will be there. So everyone's getting a book. And we were like, how, you know, it's expensive, but it was totally worth it. Cause her and I were like, oh my God, told we couldn't do this. You know, we told that.
That's so cool. Makes me want to cry now.
And we really, you know, not to say that we thought little of ourselves, cause we had big dreams for ourselves as little girls, but we also we had no clue that our lives would be where it is today. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I'm extremely grateful for. Cause I'm like, you know, we take the little things for granted. We sometimes take for granted our own bodies. And you just said being healthier. Yeah. And sometimes that's something that's a huge deal when people are dealing with, you know, bad health, mental health, anything that just doesn't serve them. So, you know, that's a big goal.
You're absolutely right. And we should definitely get somebody on here about health, because I really realize that we have this very westernized mindset around what a body should look like. And it really excludes ancestral roots, you know what I mean? Where we're all from, people look very different. And you're more accepting of that in those countries sometimes that haven't been impacted by this like Western entertainment mindset. Yeah, it can mess with your head a lot. Mm-hmm. So
I love that. So that's a goal for us as podcasters. We'll bring on some health professionals, because I think you just said it. It's, you know, your belly, your body is happier when you're not only eating healthier, but less medication, less doctor visits, you know, those things that you don't have to do. But we went a little over time, but it was worth it, because we're bringing 2021 advice for 2022. So that's gonna be fun, 2022. So I mean, I want people to hopefully let us know what your goals are, because maybe we can help, or maybe there's something that we were like, oh my gosh, we could totally do that with you.
Yeah,
because I believe that's what it is. Sometimes it's, you know, reaching out with you. You reached out and I reached out and I'm like, I want to do this and you want to do this. And, you know, you and I have been on this amazing journey the last few years, and it's so cool what we've done and to see it come to fruition. So I think we should wish everyone just a happy and safe holiday and anything else.
Happy holidays and enjoy being alive. Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
See you next year.
Thank you. And please make sure to subscribe and leave your comments and reviews. To learn more about the podcast, check out the website and Instagram, Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, and watch interviews on YouTube and IGTV. To become a sponsor or hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, please visit financiallysavvyin20minutes.com. All it takes is 20 minutes daily to become financially savvy. Music by Nikki and produced by Robert DeLude.